The new world is here, and it's time for you to expand your light. My name is Debbie Hagedorn, and I am the host of this podcast, Expanding Your Divine Light. And I invite you now to stop whatever it is you're doing. To inhale deeply through your nose and exhale through your mouth as many times as is comfortable for you right now. Ascension is upon us. And it's time for you to do the work. Let's get started. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to episode 19 of this podcast recording, Expanding Your Divine Light. What's coming through me in this moment is to share an update. We've crossed another threshold, and it is now truly, truly possible for you to be present here on Earth as your soul in your physical body. What an amazing time we are living in. And if you've been doing the work, you know it's not an easy task in every moment. I'm sure you're aware, though, that doing the work is totally worth the effort. What does it look like to be your soul in your physical body? Have you given time to allow in your visions of heaven on earth? What does Eden look like for you? And are you willing to continue your commitment to letting go of all of the energies that are not who you truly are? So you can live your life in heaven on earth, so you can be a bright light that will guide others to the same space. I invite you in this moment to assess your commitment to yourself, to your soul's journey. To ask your highest self on a scale of 0 to 10, how committed am I in this moment to following my soul's path? And if the number is less than your desire, to reaffirm your commitment, to ask for help, to ask for support from your spiritual team, from your highest self, from your divine self, from your soul. You're not doing this alone. And we're all doing this together. My vision of Eden continues to expand as I do, and of course that makes perfect sense. But as I do the work to clear space to allow my soul, the high frequency of my soul, to take its rightful space within my physical body, I see more and more each day. And speaking of bodies, Right now, it's a very important time to pay attention to how you're caring for your physical body. Your physical body is the vessel, the home of your soul. And it's imperative as we move into another wave of very strong incoming energies, a whole new level of energy that will be coming through to support your body in the way that it's asking you to. We've talked a bit here about food sovereignty, becoming aware of your food choices and how they serve your body or not, to your level of fitness, wellness via exercise, to your intake of water, preferably structured water, water that's not from the tap, water that doesn't contain chlorine or fluoride or other contaminants. It's imperative that you start paying attention to these things if you haven't already, to support your body with Epsom salt baths, time outside, bare feet on the ground, communing with nature, smelling the flowers, observing the birds and the bees and the butterflies, whatever it is that's calling you to do, to ensure that you create space within your day for all of these things. It's the only way. You must create the space. You have plenty of time, and any belief that suggests otherwise is an illusion. Create the space for all that your soul is asking you for. Create the space for all that your soul is asking you to do, to be, or to otherwise experience in your daily life. It's time to level up your faith. You are a divine being of light, completely supported by unseen members of your team, by source energy. You are a fractal of God. And as you do the work to let go of those energies that are not who you truly are, and allow in more of your own pure energy, choose to level up. Ask for help. Ask for the next level of faith in knowing with certainty that it's okay to let go of what feels familiar, safe, and comfortable. And it's okay to open your heart, to expand your divine light, to choose Eden here on earth. Eden is your soul guiding you in every moment. No mind required. And we're not quite there yet, but it is coming. It will be made available to all of us who choose it in this lifetime. Because your energetic system is pure, purely you, pure frequency you. You become a magnet. You become magnetic to all you desire. I am Eden Magnet. And I choose to continue to do the work to allow Eden to come through me, to make it visible for all who choose it, for all who desire it, right now. I lean into my faith daily. And I understand that every experience that I have is exactly what I need in every moment for my expansion. I see the gift in everything that still triggers me, which isn't as often anymore. I am grateful for all that I have experienced in this lifetime. And I have learned that the energies of play and laughter and fun and joy are my guiding light. That if what I choose doesn't fill me with joy and laughter and fun, then it's not the best choice for me. And it's your journey to find those energies, those frequencies that will serve you, that will be your guiding lights. They may be similar to mine, they may be extremely different, and that's okay. And as you do the work to clear out your energetic system, you make room for more of the pure light of yourself. A gentle reminder that we have crossed the threshold and this is available to you as you choose to do the work right now. And where we are going, there will be no mind required. And you will simply move from moment to moment with the ease of your soul. To consider, where you feel any lack in your life, any unworthiness, any shame or blame or guilt still residing within you, anywhere that you still feel fearful or unsafe. These energies are not you. And it is okay that you feel them. We came here to experience all of the feels. We were never meant to hang on to these energies. And it's not your fault if you still contain these energies within your system. We all do. It's a process. And one of the things that I've learned with certainty over the past week or two that there are no shortcuts. If you're meant to fast track, you will. And no matter the path you choose, you will arrive at each moment in time, in perfect time for you, as long as you don't give up. As long as you continue to follow the call that's in your heart. And perhaps your heart isn't fully open yet, and that's okay. Perhaps it's not open at all, or perhaps it's wide open, and that's okay. Wherever you're at in this moment is perfect for you. I'm here to guide you, to help you open your heart, to help you let go of all that is not serving your highest good, to help you see your own light reflected back to you in every part of what Gaia is showing you. I am the pure voice of Gaia. Gaia is who I am. Here to lead you to heaven on earth. Here to work with those who came to restore Eden on this planet. In the near future, I'll be opening a community space in which I will serve you each month with the components of these core values of who I am to help you upgrade, to help you upgrade in many facets of your life as you choose to. More details on that will be available soon. I do know in this moment it will be on subscription-based availability. It will contain only the highest frequencies designed to serve your highest good. And we will speak to opening your heart, and we will speak to body wisdom, and we will speak to the wisdom of your soul. And we will not look back. For those who are on their soul's path will choose to let go of the densities of this planet, will choose to look beyond all of the events that are playing out right now. We'll cut tethers, let go of all attachments. We'll transmute all codependencies. We'll walk past the fear and do it anyway. Your soul, your light, your frequency, so unique, so pure, so beautiful, so needed on this planet right now. I hold space for you. I see your light. Let us do this work together. We are here to serve humanity in this great way. For generations upon generations to come, to see the big picture. We do the work for ourselves because that's what's necessary to restore heaven on earth for future generations. Eden on this planet the way it was intended to be. God is with us in every moment. Thank you, dear one, for being here with me now. Receive these activations, receive these energies with your open heart, and carry them forward in the work that you're doing. I am grateful for you, and I love you eternally. We will speak again very soon.